It's RDA3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations, and today I get to have another great experience, and I can't wait for you to hear about this event that's coming up. Let me just tell you up front, a New Year's Eve party. It's a ball for the whole family. We're going to give you details on that in just a second. Let me introduce to you Billy Ballinger. You might know the name Break the Gray and the ministry that they do in the schools. So we're going to tell you a little bit about that if you're not quite sure, and then let you know what's going on for the whole family. Billy, thank you so much for your time today. Tell me about your ministry you and your wife are involved with, and it's a beautiful thing.
Yes, first of all, thank you, Melissa, and the Star 883 family. We are so blessed to get the opportunity to take our story to the public schools. For the past 13 years, God has really blessed us to be able to take a positive message of hope to students around the country. Our house was raided at one time by a SWAT team, and making some bad decisions as teenagers, my wife and I got sent to prison, but Jesus turned our lives completely around.
Amen.
And now we get to help teenagers around the country. And so just to how he's blessed us is over 318,000 students we've been able to reach so far. So it's really impactful working with school administrators and with what our students are going through in the public schools. It's much needed.
I'm amazed by what you guys are accomplishing. And over the years, you know, to touch that many young people, you are making a difference. So God bless you guys and what you're doing at Break the Gray. And so now you're doing this event, this New Year's Eve thing, party. What is this all about? It sounds like fun.
Well, you know, I don't know. These days, we seem like we don't see too many opportunities where families as a whole can come together and actually celebrate and bring in the new year. You know, it's usually something that the world is doing, but I think it's about time the church rises up and does something of significance. So that's what we wanted to do. It is a significant day, a significant night when you're going into 2019, and God's got some plans for the next year. So we thought, why don't we worship in the new year and do it right with a festive food and great time of karaoke opportunities and dancing and just a well-done event where we're going to be having live band performances.
Yes.
It's something really safe and adventurous for the whole family.
And you say safe, so let me throw this in that it's a non-alcoholic party, and I want to throw that in, which I'm so thankful for. Thank you. Thank you very much for doing that. So the kids can come and, you know, we've had this discussion how we feel strongly about that too and how to, you know, represent our life in a way that honors God, and that's one of those. So having a party that the whole family can come to. Now, it's a masquerade ball. What does that mean? You want people to dress up, right?
Yes, it is formal attire or dress clothes is fine, but bring your mask with you, and it will be the theme is masquerade ball. It'll be fun, you know? It's like I really feel like sometimes that the church just a lot of times has done things a little less than the world, and we should be doing things bigger and funner and more exciting. It's either go big or go home, so we just want to have a great time that night. And so, it's a masquerade ball. Actually, the doors will open at 8:30 on New Year's Eve, and we'll be, again, ringing in the new year with worship, and we've got a lot of fun activities planned for that evening. It's going to be a great night.
It's going to be a great night. Now, your location's at LifeBridge Church. Thanks to our dear friends there for letting you guys do it at their location. In Fort Wayne, of course, on Corbin Road. I know that there are ticket costs involved, but it's worth the night, and you're going to have food and fun and fellowship, games for the kids, like you said, karaoke and live band, and bringing in the new year. So, Billy, I'm going to say this. Anything that anybody needs to know for this New Year's Eve masquerade ball at LifeBridge Church brought on by Break the Gray, it's all on my Conversations link right now. You can check it out at star883.com.